There's operations and levels. This is the realm of glory. When the Lord said, Father, I will they be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. This is what you're beholding. That whole thing is the glory realm. That whole thing's the right hand of God. The Bible says that we were dead. You're dead, but your life is hidden with Christ in the Father. Because if you've been raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Well, because we've been seeking that so long, we've discovered many of these things. It's the invisible kingdom you cannot see, but you can see because revelation has made it visible. Amen. This is how God works. He makes the invisible visible. Amen. Now I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1 real quick before I get into this image. Tonight I'm going to do an overview. This image is your life. Wait till you see what comes out of this image. It's already starting to produce, and we're just getting started. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to go through just the components of this image tonight, and I'll be teaching you how to enter into each one of these places. Some of these I've learned just strictly by protocol. They're all there, but I've learned that each one of them, there's an order to things there. It's a kingdom, okay? We didn't grow up with kings and monarchies. In other parts of the world, they grew up. They understand that, the order. They understand protocol. We don't have that here. But there's a protocol in the kingdom of God. When you flow into the protocol, you'll find it a lot easier to function and operate with God. With that said, I want to look at Ephesians 1 verse 9 real quick. And Colossians basically says the exact same thing. Ephesians 1 verse 9 said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times. Now, if you know Galatians 4:4 says, in the fullness of times, God sent his son. And he redeemed those who are under the law, and he made servants, sons, heirs of God. So we know the dispensation of the fullness of times is what we live in now. This is the dispensation of the fullness of times, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Now the Father's plan since the fall of Adam was to converge man again, to come back in to fellowship with man, back into union with man, and restore man to their rightful place, restore man to their inheritance. But more importantly, he restored man into full age sons of God. Say sons. Sonship. Out of royalty. And the way he did that, he also restored the inheritance. The last Adam knew exactly what he was doing. The final Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, when God restored everything, he restored it into a realm that was unapproachable by the enemy, and it could not be stolen by the enemy. It could not be thwarted by the enemy. It's there. It's always there. It's sitting there in your lap. That outer perimeter of that paper are 12 operations that I've presently identified what I would call the inheritance of Christ. That is for the nations. That is for his church. That is for you. And that is for your generations. Those inheritances encompasses the fullness of everything he inherited. It's in glory. And so what he was saying here in Ephesians, he said he would might gather all together. The way the Father designed it is we would be uploaded into Christ once we got born again, and heaven was downloaded into Christ. All of heaven, all of heaven's governmental authority, all of heaven's governmental structure, all of heaven's inheritance, it pleased the Father, and in him all fullness would dwell. And so God downloaded everything into Christ. So when you went in and he uploaded you into Christ. And so when you went into Christ, all of heaven would be made available. And this is what the Lord was saying when he said, Father, I will they be with me where I am. See, he had to restore. That was why his final prayer. He wanted us to be there with him in glory. And so they may behold, understand, receive, and operate in the glory you've given me. The glory that the Father's given him is that whole image that you see right there. Amen. Now with that, I want you to look at the inner circle of that because this is the way, of course, we enter in. We enter in by way of the door. Say the door. See, I am the door. If any man enter, then he will be saved, and he will what? Go in and out, and he will find pasture. Now, he said, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come, you might have life and have life more abundantly. The life he spoke of, he didn't come and he wasn't referring to lifestyle. Although once the glory shows up, it's going to give you the lifestyle and the lifestyle more abundantly. But he came to expose you to the life of heaven, to the glory of heaven, to the inheritance of heaven, to the power of heaven and places. He wanted you to understand that. But the thief cometh to destroy, and the thief will destroy. He will attempt to destroy. More importantly, he will attempt to destroy your access to that place. He will sit at the door. You want to know what the devil looks like? Just try to enter in the kingdom if you haven't learned to do that. And you'll see him show up. He'll bring distraction. He'll bring all manner of things. He'll get people all festered up just to get you distracted out of alignment so you can't move into this realm. Amen? Now, the way you move in the kingdom of God is by faith. Say faith. We move by faith, and we move by the word. We move by the awareness of promise. And to get through the door, you have to practice. You know what the Lord told me? He goes, so many people waste my glory because they don't know what to do with it when they get back here. People live up in heaven. They'll get deposited. They'll get caught up, and they come back here, and they're walking around in a drunken stupor, and they've got something on them from another realm, but they don't know what to do with it. And usually, as you carry that for a while, it'll just start dissipating as the day goes by. I mean, that part has been dissipated. You know what? You can do something with that. Amen? Tonight, I just want to tell you what these levels are. Amen? Listen, we are a heavenly people. Amen? We're called to walk in the glory. If you've been raised together with Christ, seek the things. Now, listen, it's good to listen to somebody who's already done there. Listen, this is a spiritual map. It's in your hand. So tonight I just want to take you through this. I want to give you an introduction. I want to explain some of these different levels, what they are, what they're there for. All right, so let's look at the first one, Christ the doorway. So we go through the door. We've been doing that for quite some time. Now, I don't always move into each one of the, each ring is a purpose. Amen? Now, people that are dealing with issues in their life, they're dealing with unworthiness in their life, they're dealing with sin in their life, they're dealing with fault and failure in your life. Listen, this door is opened by faith alone. All may come through that's born again, no matter your condition. The reason is because he says, come boldly, therefore, to the throne of grace, where you might find help and mercy in time of your need. He calls you the throne of grace. You cannot move into the throne of grace without going through the door of Christ. The very first place anybody should go that's in need is the throne of grace. That's why it's a protocol to go there first. Amen. You go to the throne of grace. That's when you're making the exchange. That's when you're dealing with the issues that you need tissues for. You're dealing with the issues of sin. You're dealing with the issue of fault and failure. All the stuff that you have, you can go right through the door and go boldly, say boldly, boldly, to the what? Throne of what? Grace. That grace is to find help, mercy, forgiveness. See, you got to get washed there. You got to get cleansed there. You got to get fixed there. Amen? Because you're not going to go any further if you don't. Amen? Now, when you're rowing in God, and you're rowing every day, and you're rowing in the glory and rolling, you don't have to go to that throne of grace every day. That's really when you've got issues to take care of, that's where you go. You need to understand, the Bible says you're accepted in the Beloved. He accepts you. You're wholly without blame before him in love. The Bible says he presents you faultless before the Father. You got to go. If you got to check into the throne of grace, check in. Make the exchange. I have a whole series on the throne of grace just to understand how to make that exchange. Now, a lot of times when I'm rowing and I'm in the Spirit, the first place I go when I go through the door, if I don't need to go to the throne of grace, the first place I'm going to go is I'm going to go to his rest. I had learned this the hard way by protocol. Because rest is going to pave the way for union. Amen? And when you learn union with the Father, the rest is that whole circle of rest. I'll use certain scriptures when dealing in the rest of God on how to move into the rest. This is harmony. It's seated together with Christ. He says, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I will what? Give you rest. This is spiritual rest. This is where you unload your sufficiency. This is where you move into peace and your beginning stages of harmony. Everything in heaven operates by harmony. You're not going to walk up and receive from this realm of glory outside. You might get caught up every once in a while, but if you're going to learn to receive every day, you have to receive by way of protocol. You got to move in by protocol, and you need to learn that everything operates by harmony there. Nothing is out of harmony. The higher you go, the more harmonious you are. Amen. So you get into the rest. I like to see the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside still waters. I see myself lying down with him. I see myself entering into this rest where I cease from my labors and I unload my sufficiency. It's there that I unload. It's there that I'll unload burden. It's there that I'll unload sufficiency. It's there that I'll begin unloading things, especially like anxiety. You cannot be in a hurry in this realm. In fact, the more you get caught up, the less in a hurry you'll be. So once you start getting to the rest, he's going to clothe you in the rest. You're going to move in that rest. Now, some of you are going to have to spend time in these levels because you haven't entered into them. You're not just going to run right in there. If you haven't spent time acclimating to these realms like this, this is the realm of glory. This is not a light thing. This is going to take some labor on your part. Don't think you're going to get in that outer circle with 12 inheritances and come back walking in the glory tomorrow. It's not done anything. You're going to have to learn the labors of the Spirit. But this is a map to teach you what's in there. Amen. It's taken a lot of years to understand this. Hallelujah. As you acclimate to these realms, they're going to get easier and easier to walk through. Because even though they're invisible, you can see them by the word. And as you practice your faith and practice awareness and you move into these realms, you'll be able to move more freely through them because the pathway's been made available. Amen? You understand how to move. Once it's cleared, you can move there. It's a go-to place. It's like worship. You move into a place of worship, it's your go-to place. You know how to get there. You can move in the kingdom like that. The Bible says, in him we live and we move and we have our being. So you move into the things of the kingdom by the word of God. The next level is huge. This is the union, the rest, the union. You're not going to get union without rest. The union, if more people spent time in oneness and union, this is the glory. This is John 17, Father, I will. He said, the glory that you've given me, I've given to them, that we may be one. You're in me, Father, I'm in you, now they're in us. See, you move seated together, raised together, seated together in oneness and union. Say union. Oneness. Righteousness. Not having my own righteousness, but that's the righteousness of Christ. You're moving into perfect union. You know, the way I do that is once you've gotten into the rest, it's going to be quite easy to move into union because it's just by natural flow, the next place you move into. But what I do is I just see myself and I use the scripture. I was raised together. Now I sit down together in you and I see him sitting and I move into the same seat. And what I do is I see myself inside. I see that his glory surrounding me. I don't see myself on the outside of him. I am aware that I'm inside. I'm in Christ. Everything, I said this the other day, I'm going to say it again. Everything about this realm is being in Christ, in him, in whom. When you get back through that door, it's about everything being Christ in you, the Father in you, the Word in you, the kingdom in you. In this realm, it's the kingdom in you. In that realm, you're in that. Amen? In this realm, it's all about moving into that dimension. You're moving in by faith. You move by the word. You move by faith. You move by promise. Amen? Once that union is achieved and you're moving in union, you are paving the way for what the Father says. The Father seeketh those to worship him in spirit and in truth. The true worshipers, he said, will worship the Father in spirit and in, what does that mean, in spirit and in truth? In spirit means you're worshiping in his realm, not your realm. In truth means you've come through the way, the truth, and the life. You've come through way of Christ. You're in union with Christ. You're seated together. You're worshiping where he is. There's a difference of worshiping the Father there and worshiping the Father here. When we worship corporately here, the Father comes to us. The true worshipers go to him. When you're in union, worship takes a whole brand new realm. Love. Oh, it flows there like honey. Oh my God, I had no idea. When you understand how to move by way of protocol and you're moving successfully in each day, you're going to move in these areas quite easily. Now, what's going to happen? I promise you, this realm, like no other realm, you will get stuck in a good way. You'll get stuck and fixed. Now, this place requires an incredible amount of focus. You must be focusing the awareness and practice focus. Say practice. You can't let your mind just drift off. It'll pull you right out of that place. How many of you have been moving in the spirit and you're just caught up and all of a sudden you start thinking about something and all of a sudden you're just moving right back out? Has that ever happened to you? You know what you do when that happens? Go back to the place you were before you started drifting. Reestablish that place. Amen. What I want to teach you how to do is go from glory to glory. The Bible says we see him in a mirror. We change in the same image. What? From glory to glory. Now, when you get caught up in the Father, there's a place of focus. There's another place. This is the place I'm learning now. It's called being fixed. Say, I'm fixed. My eyes are fixed. My heart is fixed. So you get fixed in a place with God. You can't be pulled out. The glory gets so strong because you're fixed there. That the glory of God and the love of the Father is flowing so rich and so great. Your heart's overflowing. You don't even leave that realm. You don't have to leave that realm. That's the good thing about it. This is the place you sup with God. This is a place of wisdom's house. This is opening you now to the glory realm. This is opening you to the true kingdom realm. The realm of joint heirship. The realm of glory. The realm of the kingdom. The realm of wisdom's house is far above. It's high above, see. The harlot builds her house in the high places, second heaven. God builds his house in the very high place, the third heaven. This is third heaven reality right here. This is third heaven, invisible third heaven made visible by the word of God. Hallelujah. Mapped out for you. How can you fail? Even the Lord's Prayer, it says, you move in where the Father is, you go through the door, and you move in where the Father is, see? Then you begin, our Father which art in heaven. See, the protocol is you enter into worship where the Father is out of union, see? Then we're going to get into the awesome stuff. Once you hit the glory realm, you're going to get really consistent at this. And I'm telling you, you're going to get highly motivated when you start seeing people come back out of that realm, what they're bringing with them. The kind of glory that's coming up out of that realm is just awesome. This kind of glory, listen, the church has to go past where it is right now. The church is fundamentally operating out of the gift realm right now. It's got a ceiling on it with revelation. And God has to transpose all of that. He's going to have to transform it in order to transform the world. The world is growing darker faster than the church is growing in light. And it's got to change. The church not only got to keep up with what's going on in the dark, the church is going to have to get past and move into the realms of glory. Without it, you get swallowed up. God's church has to learn to move into this realm, live in this realm, operate in this realm. We can't think that the gift realm, presently, God's distribution of gifts and administrations and callings he brings from this realm to us in the earth is going to get the job done. If it did get the job done, we wouldn't need this realm. The job would be getting done. The sons of glory must come. The daughters of glory must come. The manifested sons of God must walk the earth. And they must walk under a limited, unmeasurable anointing. The anointing without measure. This is the anointing without measure. This realm is the realm of anointing without measure. You ought to practice these realms. It's got to be important to you. Only the hungry and thirsty are going to do it. The rest are just going to say, oh, that's really good. That's real good. Good job. The hungry and thirsty that have been up under their ceiling, that know God's not going to let them do it any other way, that God's destined them to walk in the glory. Those are the ones that are going to go after it. Kings are going to come out of this realm. The the kind that the Lord tried to make out of the rich young ruler. He said, how hardly can a rich man enter in the kingdom of God? He wasn't talking about salvation. He was talking about operating in my kingdom. He goes, they won't do it. They don't have to. They have sufficiency that'll make, they do certain things with their own sufficiency, but God has a kingdom. And he'll teach people how to operate in his kingdom. He was talking about this kingdom. How hardly will they enter into this kingdom? Out of union, we enter intimacy, worship and spirit. That's a whole nother realm. I'm just coming back to report to you, it's rich. It is super rich up there right now. There's a full cup flowing in that place. That's going to open you up to the glory realm. Amen. That's going to open you up to the kingdom's realm. Wisdom's house where she spreads a table. She's killed her beast. She's mingled her wine. Spreading the table of inheritance. Now this outer perimeter here. There's 12 operations of inheritance on the outer perimeter of that glory realm. That's what you want. That's for the world. That's for you. That's for the world that's lost. That's for the church that's saved. That is for you. And that is for your generations, sons and daughters. Amen. That is the fullness of the kingdom. When he said, seek first the kingdom is not defined with one thing. The kingdom is defined by the kingdom of God is his inheritance for the lost, his inheritance for the church, his inheritance for you, and his inheritance for your generations. That's the kingdom. Amen. And those 12 operations presently that I've seen, there might be more, but these are the ones I've seen, praise the Lord. It's what he is in ascension to the right hand of God, inherited it on your behalf. We've gone through some of these in times past, but they're there. That's where they live. They're already finished, by the way. There's nothing to add. Christ already finished. He already sat down at the right hand of the Father. There's nothing more heaven's going to do. Heaven is presently ministrating what's already been done. Amen. For instance, Psalm says Jesus ascended on high. Let captivity captive and receive gifts from men. Ephesians picked that up, said, he ascended on high, led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Some apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, helps, governments, diversity. He received the eightfold government in his ascension. It lives there. Governmental offices, fivefold offices live with him in the right hand of God. You want to know what you're made of? Go up there, sit down with him. Listen, all the inheritance is there. All that you ever want is there. All you're ever going to need, all the world's going to need is there. The seed of nations is there. I got to briefly sit in that 2 weeks ago. I got caught up during the service. It's actually one of the operations there. You want to see it? If you look down at the bottom, you'll see omniscient time habitation. See that omnipresence, time habitation? We've taught into this. What omnipresence is part of its inheritance. Fast forwarded. What I was sitting in was something that's already been done, but hasn't been done on the earth. But it's been done in heaven. It's already been accomplished, but sitting in a future position. See, God already inhabits. He inhabits 1,000 years in front of us already. And he can set you down in any part of that. And when he sets you down, how do you think Paul could see the state of the church? He moved by omnipresence. He saw the state of the Corinthian church. He saw the state of different church because God, he said, I beheld your order. He wasn't even there. By omnipresence, he was doing that. By omniscience, there's another part, omniscience. That's an awesome place. Omniscient wisdom. That's where you get downloads of wisdom. You can be in a position, God down to market wisdom, church wisdom, family wisdom. Operational wisdom, relationship wisdom. He'll download an omniscient wisdom. That's a seat, by the way. Now, I'm going to say something. All 12 of those are seats. Do you hear me? They're seats that you sit in. All 12 of them are one seat with 12 different functions. With sevenfold inheritance, that's seven different functions from one seat. You see that? All 12 of those are the same seat of inheritance. When you sat down as a joint heir with Christ, you were a joint heir to that entire inheritance. Now, not one person in this room or in the world can personally accumulate everything in that. That is for the body. That's the inheritance for the body. That's the inheritance for the world. The body. And it's also inheritance for you. So not all of that is for everyone, but there are parts in there that are yours. Amen. Now the Holy Ghost, the one that's going to be your private escort through all this, he's the one that's ushering you into these realms. He's helping you. That's how I learned some of this stuff by way of protocol. I would get tapped out. I'm like, what happened? He goes, you don't run through places like this. Because you know what I do? I'd see that outer ring and I'd run straight to it. I come through the door and I'm like, bam! Because we're tapped out in the gift realm. We need the glory realm. We're tapped out in the gift realm. We need the glory realm. You go and worship the Father. You enter into union. You thank the Son. You get it caught up in thankfulness and loving kindness and oneness. And you can do all this in a matter of hour, by the way. You would be amazed how much can get downloaded to you. Now, you're going to get opened up when you're there. The glory, what the glory realm does is opens your spirit. You're going to be able to sit in multiple seats. Now, what's happening when you move into these realms, when you understand them, I'm going to give you scripture to understand every one of those. When you move into these places, there are transferences that take place. You enter into that seat. You enter into riches and glory. You enter into that place. And when you do, it opens. That's why he said, show us the glory. Now listen, the place that I ask to be showed or to show me the glory is when I'm in union with the Father. It's there I ask him, show me the glory. Even though I can see this all by revelation, I need to be there and behold it. I need to see the reality of it. I need to live in it, to dwell in it, to operate in it. Amen? How do I know which one to go in? That's why you have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to be the one that's going to show you. See, he shows you. All the Father has is mine, therefore I give you the Holy Spirit. He's going to show you which seat to sit in and acclimate to. Right now he has me predominantly in one seat. In riches and glory, I'm getting really accustomed to that seat. There's a lot up in that seat. That's an amazing place. That's all your daily provision, temporal provision. Everything you'll need, that seat is full. It's got everything you can imagine it. It's got food for your children, clothing for your children, clothing for your household. It has abundance of all things in that place. The Bible says he'll supply all your need according to his riches, what, in glory. That would mean a lot more if you actually knew how to receive from that realm. When you learn how to receive that realm, your joy will be made full. Now, you sit in that realm. I'll teach you more about it as we go along. How to sit in those seats, acclimate to him, and receive. Because the Father is going to transfer things to you from that seat. From a seated position, you'll get a transference. Now, before this is through, God's going to transfer. Say transfer. There are living realms of transference. How does God transfer? How does God supply all your need according to the riches and glory? How does riches and glory get down to the earth? Riches and glory are in the right hand of God. They're in glory. Is that deep or what? The riches are in glory. He put them there so the devil can't steal it. And he gave you access to it. He wants you to access it. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Got to understand how it works. These seats are yours. Holy Spirit will direct you. You'll learn to sit. You'll learn to become aware. You'll understand awareness by way of scripture, by way of promise. You'll become awareness of what's there. You'll become awareness of transference. Say transference. What was in the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it what is in heaven. Heaven's got a transfer. You're going to get transferences there. You're going to get there. Say, I'm going to get there. I'm going to dwell there. This is my inheritance to dwell there. I'm going to receive from this place. I am a son. I am an heir. I'm royalty in the Father's kingdom. You're going to get opened up in the glory. God's going to be able to put a lot of stuff up in you. He's going to have you sit in seats. He's going to teach you how to sit in that seat. I'm going to teach you how to sit in that. And when you say, I'm going to teach you how to get transference from that place, you're going to receive allocations of spiritual inheritance. So when you get a transference, you're going to know it. Now get what I'm about to tell you. Once you receive a transference, God specifically is going to do that as an heir of God. You're the only one licensed to receive transference. I'll just give you some protocol. I was trying to receive transferences on the behalf of Houston Revival Center directly. You know what he told me? He says, you can't do that. He goes, Houston Revival Center is an entity. I was trying to receive a transaction. He said, that's an entity in the earth. He goes, you are the only one qualified to receive from me here. You receive by way of your joint heirship. You can receive on the behalf of it, but you can't receive it for it. You have to receive it. Now I'm going to show you what's going to happen. I'm going to show you how it's going to happen with healing in your body. You need to understand jurisdictional transfer. You have rights to receive there. Amen. When you come back, because the Lord told me, he says, now go back. He says, you have to carry it back. And when I carried it back, and I come back through the door, and just start opening my eyes, and I'm acclimating, and I'm dazed and in peace, praise the Lord. I'm in the glory. I've come out. I'm back into this doorway. This is huge right here. This is what people do not understand of the glory. You see the little chart? You see the little arrow at the bottom of that wheel? You see the double arrow goes up and in? That's the in and out door. Now you're out. You found pasture. Now you're back here. Now you want to get what you received in the earth. What you received in the right hand of God, you can write this down, you cannot manifest. There's nothing in you that can manifest it, and there's nothing in you that will ever be able to manifest it. You are not qualified to manifest what you received, but you were qualified to receive it. The Holy Ghost can't receive that on your behalf. God has to have human agency because he delegated the authority to mankind. You have to go and receive it. Now, what we normally do is wait for God to bring it all down to us. And he does do that, but he's not going to do that without measure. Not what we're looking for. So what you receive, you were qualified to receive. You're going to carry it down. And your new creation, God made the deposit. You'll wear it sometime. It'll come over you like clothing. You'll be filled with it. This morning, I just got filled up to overflowing. I come back through that door. And the first thing you do, if you'll learn to do this, even when you're in the glory corporately, and you're getting really full, the first thing you do, transfer what you have received into the jurisdictional authority of the Holy Spirit. Give it to him. You've been given the keys of the kingdom. Loose it to him. Give it over to him. Release it to him, because he's the only one qualified, sanctioned, and ordained out of heaven to manifest glory. Even the Lord Jesus had to have the Holy Spirit to do that. You give it to him as soon as you get back. Release it to him by faith. Loose it to him by faith. You have the keys of the kingdom. What you receive, you give. So many people come out of the realm of glory and they sit there and wear it. And they're like, oh, isn't it wonderful? And they've been given something from God. And they sit there and it dissipates as the day goes by. They don't know what to do with it. They didn't give it over. The second thing you do after you release it, you begin to decree that it's the most important time to speak right then. There's no greater time. Because the Bible says you can say unto the mouth and be thou removed. And if you doubt not in your heart, you will have what you say. There is no doubt from the realm you just came from. You are full of faith when you come from that realm. You are full of glory when you come there. And that's the time to decree what you have. That's the time to release what you got. I decree the manifestation of this. I loose it into the earth. I decree the manifestation. Then that's the time to speak to the mountains. Devil, no more of your name will be seen or sown again. We did this Tuesday. Whoa, you'll be amazed. A lion will come up out of you. You'll come out of you'll be in the lamb in there. You'll come out and you'll be amazed how powerful your decree is. Do it right when you get out of the glory. Give it to the Holy Spirit. Decree the manifestation and tell the devil what you think about him. No more of your name will be seen or shown again on my mountain. You're already cut off. And you will not rise a second time. You are speaking from a realm of glory. The Bible says his words was with authority. He spoke. He was with his Father. The Father came back and spoke. What you're going to find is the Lord's going to come back and speak through you. You're going to have authority from the realm of glory. This is how mountains move. You cannot administrate like that in point A all your life and think you're going to have that kind of authority. It takes a long, long, long time to speak to mountains from this realm. I know I did it. This, when you come from the realm of glory, you're endued with power. But right now, we're still working this thing. Amen? This morning, something happened. I'll close with this. When I come out of the realm, I release the Holy Spirit, and as soon as I begin to decree the manifestation, the well of God broke, busted loose in my spirit. I mean a river of glory where the Spirit of God poured out of you. You can't cry hard enough. You can't laugh hard enough. You're laughing. You're crying. You're caught up in exceeding glory. You're in thankfulness. Oh, it didn't stop. It just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. The kingdom broke through. He opened something up. He said, I'm opening this realm now. As I've opened that realm, see, he's got to open this realm for the stuff to go through. See, I'm working on daily manna right now. There's a seat in riches and glory called daily manna. Give us this day our daily bread. God apportions stuff to you daily. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth you with benefits. I'm working that seat right now. I want to get into daily operation with God where he shows up daily. I'm decreeing streams of income and streams flowing out of my belly. It's another thing. When I get back in this realm, first thing I say, out of my belly floweth rivers. Rivers of inheritance flowing. Rivers of breakthrough flowing. Rivers of glory flowing. It's pretty exciting when you talk to mountains from the realm of glory. Coming out of the glory. It's a whole lot different. You know, the most of the time when I enter in the glory, I don't even feel like it. I'm in the morning. I've woken up just like you do. I got a cup of coffee. But as soon as I get through that door, bam, it starts. I mean, he plugs you in. It starts working. Then all of a sudden you start lifting up into the glory. This is how it works. You know, you can do that whole thing in 1 hour. You can go through the whole thing back and decree in 1 hour. I know we did it. You remember when Daniel was praying at a point A, Michael the archangel was fighting the prince of Persia. I've been telling you for 21 days. You're going to understand this now. And Gabriel came down and said, man, I heard you, Daniel, the first day God heard you. Say the first day. He goes, but the prince of Persia withstood me. You know why? Because in the Old Testament, God had to bring it down through the second heaven. He had to bring that through, and the prince of Persia withstood him. In our covenant, you go up to the third heaven. God transfers it directly to you. You come back down to the first heaven, which where we are. You bypass second heaven. Or you can sit in war with them all you want if you want to. But why do you need to do that? This is the operation of glory. What God gives you there, you come back with it here and you hand it right off to the Holy Ghost. You've just bypassed all the second heaven interference, and the enemy hates it! Cause this is an inheritance he can't steal! And even if he did, you can go up and get some more, cause there is nothing up there that's running dry! It's full! There's a sea called fullness up there. I sat in it this morning. I know of his fullness. Please the Father in him, all fullness would dwell. Don't be overwhelmed by all this. Just because you see all that. Listen, I'm just trying to give you a panoramic view of what you're going to do for the rest of your life. This thing will never run dry. That right there will never, ever, ever be boring. Not ever. It'll light you up. You know, there's renewing of youth up there. It's part of the seed of divine healing. Watch this. You want to see the mystery of divine healing? Now listen to me very carefully. When you're up here, you can sit in the seat of divine healing. Sure, he's borne your sickness and carried your pains. He has a seat with every miracle you'll ever need. Divine healing also includes the renewing of youth. Turning your clock back. You can receive that, actually. Now, watch this. When you're in the right hand, you're receiving healing. But what part of you does God transfer the healing to? Your spirit. Your body belongs to the earth. Even though it's purchased, it's jurisdictionally bound to the earth. Your body cannot receive a direct transference from the right hand of God. That's why people on the earth trying to receive healing are constantly calling healing down. Do you understand for God to heal you by your faith, He has to make a transference to your spirit. If you're going to pray out of the first heaven, He's got to go through the second heaven, get it in your spirit, and then take it from your spirit and heal you. But here, you can come up with your spirit, sit in the seat of divine healing, receive the allocation, become aware of it, receive the allocation, and you can go back down in the first heaven, transfer what you receive from God to the Holy Spirit. You pass it off to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit turns around and passes it off to your body. He takes the healing glory and He recreates a miracle in your body. Your spirit carries the divine essence of glory. The Holy Ghost does the miraculous with it. You have to bring it down. The Holy Ghost cannot do that for you. You have to be a part of the equation. If you want to get healed, grab the healing in your spirit, bring it back here, pass it off, decree your body be healed, break the spirit of infirmity, and the Holy Ghost will take that inheritance and move it into your body. When you learn how that works, you're going to start walking in divine healing. More important, you can go up there and get the renewing of the youth. Are you understanding jurisdictional transfer? Are you understanding your son and an heir? There's a whole lot up there. Your kings and priests, there's a government up there. You know, the glory is when it starts flowing, everybody can go, where'd that come from? Father, thank you. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the glory. Thank you, Father, for the spiritual map. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open us wide to access, sit, receive, and transfer. What wisdom. What wisdom, Father. What glorious wisdom. But your blessings and inheritance in the realm of glory rest upon us. And all that's about to happen with this church, with the nations of the earth, for the lighthouse that's coming, the media lighthouse. Father, let the glory of God manifest in this place. Oh, we give you glory.